Guatemala inaugurates leftist president after chaotic 9-hour delay. By Christian K. Caruso on January 15, 2024. Guatemala inaugurated leftist President Bernardo Arevalo in the early morning hours of Monday following a series of delays, squabbles, and confusion in Congress. The inauguration was scheduled to take place on Sunday. Arevalo, who succeeded conservative President Alejandro Giammattei, began his term vowing to rescue Guatemala from corruption as his political party. The Semilla movement faces an investigation by the Guatemalan prosecutor's office that resulted in the party's disqualification from politics in November. As a result, its recently inaugurated lawmakers took office on Sunday as independents. Arevalo's inauguration was delayed by over 9 hours due to discussions pertaining to the accreditation process for Semilla's new lawmakers given the legal situation, as those lawmakers have the responsibility of swearing in the new president. Following hours of negotiations, the Guatemalan Congress agreed to rescind Semilla's suspension, allowing its lawmakers to be seated as a legislative bloc. Samuel Perez, a Semilla lawmaker, was sworn in as the new head of Congress. The delay in Arevalo's swearing-in prompted scuffles between supporters of the leftist president and the Guatemalan police outside the premises of the nation's legislative palace, located in Guatemala City. Several regional leftist heads of state and governments issued statements urging the Guatemalan Congress to proceed with Arevalo's swearing-in, such as the Chilean and Peruvian governments. Colombia's far-left president Gustavo Petro, who attended the inauguration, threatened not to leave until Arevalo was sworn in. USAID Administrator Samantha Power, who led the American delegation, pressured the Guatemalan Congress to swear in Arevalo. Similarly, the European Union and the Organization of American States, OAS, issued statements that urged the Guatemalan Congress to proceed with the inauguration. Gathered in Guatemala City for the presidential inauguration, we call on the Congress of the Republic to comply with its constitutional mandate to hand over power as required by the Constitution today to President-elect Bernardo Arevalo and Vice-President-elect Karen Herrera, OASH Secretary-General José Miguel Insulza said. Following his swearing-in, which technically took place on Monday, Arevalo gave a roughly 25-minute-long speech in which he thanked his supporters for the trust placed in him, stressing that he and his government will not allow our institutions to bow to corruption and impunity. Never again authoritarianism. We will never allow violence to be used as a means to promote political agendas or preserve privileges, Arevalo said. The recently inaugurated president warned, "The world is being confronted by a wave of authoritarianism, the spread of intolerance and the restriction of dissent," without naming examples. "We are facing new authoritarian phenomena such as the corrupt cooptation of state institutions by criminal groups that exploit their democratic appearance to betray the principles of freedom, equity, and justice," he continued, stressing that Guatemala is allegedly struggling against these new forms of authoritarianism and to preserve democracy. "Do not leave us alone, we will not give up," he said. Arevalo, son of former President Juan José Arevalo, 1945-1951, successfully ran as an outsider candidate for the Semilla Movement Party in last year's elections on a campaign prioritizing the fight against corruption. The president's victory came as a surprise, as all polls released prior to the first round of the 2023 election suggested that he would not obtain more than 3% of the vote. The first round of the election, held in June, saw over 20 candidates running and more people cast null, invalid votes than the total for any single candidate. Arevalo then defeated leftist former First Lady and first-round frontrunner Sandra Torres in August's presidential runoff election by a nearly 20% margin. Supporters have given Arevalo, a socialist, the nickname Uncle Bernie in reference to both his name and his socialist policies that resemble U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken congratulated Arevalo and Vice President Karen Herrera for their inaugurations in a statement published on Monday morning. "We look forward to working with President Arevalo and his administration to deepen our country's long and productive partnership and promote economic prosperity, human rights, good governance, anti-corruption measures, and safe and orderly migration," the statement read. Arevalo stated in December that one of his first actions as president will be to ask for Attorney General Consuelo Porras's resignation. Porras was sanctioned by the United States in 2022. Standing accused of having obstructed and undermined anti-corruption investigations in Guatemala to protect her political allies and gain undue political favor. Porras had presented a request to strip Arévalo of his immunity in November, accusing Arévalo of having participated in the occupation of the State University campus in 2022. Arévalo had denounced the move as part of an ongoing coup d'état that sought to prevent him from taking office. Watch, related, previous president of Guatemala Alejandro Giammatte, buying oil from Venezuela is nourishing the devil. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.